You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. There's been a lot of attention in cities around the country and here in Wisconsin on building a creative economy in an effort to attract and retain innovative businesses. But it's not just in big cities. There's been a growing effort to boost the arts in smaller cities, towns, and rural areas around the state.
Joining us now to discuss the rural arts boom in our state is Ann Katz, Executive Director of Arts Wisconsin. Ann, welcome back to Central Time.
Glad to be here.
Well, I use the phrase arts boom there in rural Wisconsin. Is this happening? Are we really seeing a lot more creative endeavor in our smaller towns and communities?
Oh, absolutely. Although I will say that it's not necessarily that we're seeing more, although it does feel like that. It's that the importance of the arts sector and creative economy has never been more important. Wisconsin has always been a place where the arts are important to people at every level, big cities, small towns, rural areas, everywhere. It has to do with the Wisconsin idea and our progressive traditions. So we've always been a place where the arts really are important and spring from the grassroots. Now that we are in a new economy, not a recession anymore, a new economy. The whole issue of creativity, innovation, entrepreneurship, imagination, all of those attributes are important to the economy and civic life, and that's where the arts come in.
And let's talk about that. If we're in a rural county, say, or a small town or a smaller city around the state, what are the benefits? Why should I be interested in helping promote arts and creativity in my community?
Well, again, we're in a new economy, and people and communities that may have been known for one thing for a long time until the economy sort of started to change.
Say.
A factory, you know, that we could name in a lot of communities in Wisconsin that depended on pretty much one industry for a long time. I heard an economist on public radio, of course, say that the U.S. economy seems to reinvent itself every 60 years or so. So end of the war to 2008, that's about 60 years. So now that we're in a new economy, and we know we're in a new economy, the whole idea of looking at the assets that a community has and making some money off them, branding your community, helping people, all people in that community have a good quality of life. That's really moving forward and moving to the forefront. So Wisconsin is full of creative people, beautiful landscapes, interesting history, lots of old buildings that can be repurposed. And in rural areas where they're looking to keep people in their communities and have people visit, all of those assets have become really important. And people are doing things with them. There's a huge amount of creativity and people moving forward to make sure that those assets are strong and keep going.
So I imagine if we're really lucky, these things will just fall into place magically in a community. But I'm guessing in most cases, it's something that somebody has to try to do to make happen.
Oh, magic. Yes. If only I had my magic wand. What we're seeing is that people are being purposeful and proactive. Somebody recently said this whole new economy thing is sort of like building a plane as you're flying it. And that's how we feel, because we know what the old economy was. We could touch it. We wish we could keep hold on to it. But we can't, because the world is changing. And the new economy is sort of right in front of us. We can see it. We're doing it. And we're figuring out how to do it as we go along. So the communities that are being successful, and by that I mean they keep moving forward, and there are many, are the ones that are looking at their assets, being strategic, being planful, as we say, and don't just sort of assume that things will happen because chipmunks will make them happen in the middle of the night.
Talking to Ann Katz from Arts Wisconsin about the role of the arts in rural communities and rural economies. Let's get into the kind of things that are happening. It seems like there's not a cookie cutter. There couldn't be. So talk about the range of ways that communities are embracing arts and creativity.
Well, for one thing, there are a lot of new and renovated art centers in Wisconsin. In the North Woods, there's a plethora of arts places and arts programs. Rhinelander, Minocqua, Three Lakes, Eagle River, they've all got new or restored art centers. So they're bringing touring musicians and touring performers in. They're definitely spotlighting local arts and branding those communities and establishing those communities as creative places. In Sauk County and southwestern Wisconsin, we could do a whole show just on that. The beautiful Driftless area, creative people living on the land, local food, local art, all of those kinds of attributes are going into the success and the ongoing work of places like American Players Theater, which had 114,000 people come to see shows this year and got three major reviews in the Wall Street Journal. In Sauk County, they just finished Fermentation Fest and the Farm Art Detour, run by the Worm Farm Institute, which is a wonderful organization that puts together art and agriculture. $2 million economic impact, 20,000 people came from a lot from mostly from outside of Sauk County to experience a public art driving tour and programs about fermentation, which could range from art to wine to vinegar to ideas to pickles. So it's really up to every community to look at what they have there and to figure out how to do something with it. So it's very community-based, very locally focused. The money stays in the community. It helps attract people to visit and to decide to live in that kind of community. We've been really trying to help communities look at what their assets are and figure out how to keep moving forward with them.
Yeah, how does a community do that? Maybe some key stakeholders decide, okay, yeah, we want to expand our creative economy. How do they start? How do they figure out what they have to work with and how to promote that?
Well, I get a lot of calls from mayors and economic development people who say, well, how do we become a creative community? And first of all, your community is already creative because undoubtedly there are already artists and there are already creative people there who are making their living in that way. Eventually, along the way, when the right moment comes, a group of people usually get together and say, okay, we want to restore this building. We want to start this program. We want to help work on policy. And it can range from zoning policies to, economic development kinds of things. And they start with small programs and small ideas and keep going along. And then another cool thing happens. And then the new mayor comes in and says, hey, how about if we have a public art program? Baraboo just started a public art program that is being led by the city with a group of private citizens helping to actually make it happen and private investment. And so there isn't one, again, there's not one strategy. And I will say it's not a short-term thing. All of us would like instant jobs, instant businesses, instant vitality in our community. And that happens over time. But this kind of economy is very based on small business, on entrepreneurship, on community. And so there has to be buy-in from the community. The best kind of project, program, or initiative happens when as much as possible, everyone's voice is heard. And so that's, personalities and politics absolutely play a role in it. I've learned a huge amount about human nature in this job. And it's really encouraging and inspiring to me to see how people keep moving these things forward, even though sometimes you think, oh, well, this isn't working, let's just give up. But then they keep doing it again, and eventually it works.
Sounds like a key is to start small. I can imagine somebody might think, oh, art, so what? We have to build a museum or some major public investment of some sort. You can ease into this a little
bit. Oh, yes. I once dealt with a wonderful, inspiring guy who wanted to put like a $27 million art center in a very small town in northwestern Wisconsin. This wasn't the right fit, but it was his vision. Starting small is not necessarily the issue. It's starting realistically and reasonably, just pushing the envelope, continuing to say, we've got this wonderful program. We've got this wonderful group. Let's see what we can make of it. We've got this building to restore. Let's restore it and see what happens. Over time, and, with a lot of hard work, effort, investment, that effort keeps building. Dork County, to use a rural example, has been known as an arts destination for a long time, but it didn't start that way. It built over time, a long time, but it built over time. In southwestern Wisconsin, places like Mineral Point had a sort of resurgence and renaissance in the 70s when artists moved in and started buying up those old, beautiful old miners' buildings and cottages and restoring them. And then over time, Mineral Point has definitely been known as an arts destination. The Al Ringling Theater in Baraboo has been there for a long time, and it's just being restored and will open in February. That process to get it restored has gone on for quite a long time in terms of raising money and figuring out the historical aspects, but now they've finally reached that moment. So perseverance, patience, and a lot of chutzpah.
We're talking right now with Ann Katz, Executive Director of Arts Wisconsin, looking at the increasing role that the arts play in revitalizing rural communities.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. Maybe you're an artist who's working and living in a rural community or smaller town in Wisconsin. We'd love to know if this sounds like what your community is going through, or maybe you're noticing the change in your small town. Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We're talking with Ann Katz, Executive Director of Arts Wisconsin, about the increasing role that the arts play in revitalizing Wisconsin's rural communities.
And we'd love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Is your community seeing an arts boom? Do you think that your small town or county could do more to attract the arts, or this maybe not be a priority to you? We'd love to hear your opinion. Call us at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll go right to our callers. We've got Jim on the line in Harvard, Illinois. Jim, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you think?
All right, it's fantastic. Fine arts need a punch in the arm, and there are a lot of viewers out there that are need that social aspect, especially in rural areas. There's a lot of people that can that live in cities, and now they want the rural area. Here at in Harvard, Illinois, we have the Starline Art Gallery. And what we do here is we have a juried art show, and we see 500, no kidding, 500 to 700 people for a one-night juried art show. It's phenomenal. It's called the Starline Art Gallery on Front Street here in Harvard, and that just pushes off other people from Wisconsin to invite, and we get a two-hour radius of people that jury in for the show. It's pretty phenomenal.
Jim, thanks a lot for that call. And just a one event like that, he's saying, bringing in people from a pretty wide radius. Do we see that in towns around Wisconsin?
Oh, absolutely. We have a plethora of studio and gallery tours around the state that people come from in the state and outside of the state to go to a beautiful place and see art, purchase art, and enjoy the beautiful countryside. But Jim brought up a really good point that, you know, there's so many layers of wonderfulness when there's a creative economy, as the creative economy is developing in rural areas and in big cities, of course, which is that it's not only jobs and business, which is an important aspect. It's also tourism. People come to visit. And most importantly, in terms of sort of the community, it's quality of life for the people in the community. So people want to live in a community at any level. People want to live in a community where there are good schools, good parks, libraries, good arts programs for their kids. And that is a major reason why this kind of, I guess, economy or this kind of infrastructure has been in Wisconsin and is developing in Wisconsin, because people want good places to live and they want to visit fun places too.
Jim, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Jackie in Sun Prairie. Jackie, hi.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call. I am very aware of a lot of initiation in regard to the arts across the state, but I think one of the oldest ones is something by John Stuart Curry, who set up the Wisconsin Regional Art Program before a number of years ago. It was Rural Arts Program, and it has attracted a lot of amateur artists and a lot of people into making their art. Now, that said, I happened to take a motorcycle trip up the Great River Road in early September and went through many, many small towns in the Driftless area. And one particular town was not exactly pretty, but it had a big old store that had been redone into a maker's studio. And in this maker's studio, people were doing crafts. They were taking old things and making them into new things. And then there was quite a lot of art in the place, too.
Great.
This town, you know, was extraordinary. out in the middle of nowhere doing this kind of stuff.
Jackie, thank you so much for sharing that. A lot there to talk about. And let's start with that makerspace idea. It doesn't just have to be, you know, paintings up on a wall. There's a lot of different ways to attack this creative economy.
Oh,
idea.
Well, absolutely. Let's not get into a discussion of what is art and who's an artist, because the beautiful thing is that there are people who make their living as artists, and there's a lot of ways to define that. It's sort of a personal thing is how you figure that out for yourself. And even more that, everyone has some kind of creative angle in their lives and creative spark. And so most people don't call themselves artists, but they make art in some ways, either whether it's crafts or whether it's food or whether it's woodworking. But there has been an explosion sort of in makerspaces in small towns and big cities, and which give people the opportunity to do that work. I should also talk about John Stuart Curry one moment. Then I can talk about the Great River Road. John Stuart Curry was the first artist in residence in the country at a major land-grant institution in the mid-30s, and so that's one way Wisconsin has led. The great thing about that is that he was based in the ag school, not the art school, and I've always loved that. That just shows how forward-thinking those leaders were at that time to put him in the ag school to help people who would not necessarily think of themselves as artists or creative people to be involved in the arts. So he started that tradition. Aaron Bowrod was another well-known artist in residence at the university, and now the university, not just in Madison but around the state, the university system has a lot of arts opportunities and artists in residence kinds of programs and community programs. So, again, the Wisconsin idea of bringing the resources of the university system to the people of the state, that has always really focused on the arts. And just to really say something about the Great River
Road,
that's another part of rural Wisconsin that is hopping. Stockholm, Alma, Pepin, Maiden Rock, that third, I think they call it the West Coast of Wisconsin, but beautiful small towns, really creative people making their living there. They just did the Flyway Film Festival in those Pepin, Alma, Stockholm towns. There's the Wide Spot Performing Arts Center in Stockholm. It's a town of 66 people, and they can get 100-150 people coming to a performance. That's another area where there are a huge number of creative people doing wonderful things. Again, there's creative people everywhere in the state.
Thanks for that call, Jackie. We're talking to Ann Katz from Arts Wisconsin about arts and revitalizing Wisconsin's rural communities. Back to our callers now. Steve is on the line in Shell Lake. Steve, hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm representing the Shell Lake Art Center, which has been in existence for 48 years, is an arts and music and art education center, and it runs nine weeks of summer camps in the summer. It's served 30,000 people over the course of the past 48 years and runs about approximately 600 students a summer coming for music and art education. My question to your guest is, we are in the middle of a capital campaign because our dormitory system is rapidly failing. It's 50 years old and needs to be rebuilt. And I'm wondering, what can Arts Wisconsin do to help us in this capital campaign to rebuild this center and ensure another 50 years of excellent arts education?
And I'm sure you can't commit to a specific thing, but what sorts of things are out there to help us?
Well,
let me
just say that the first time I ever went to the Shell Lake Art Center, when it was called the Indian Head Arts and Education Center, there was a sign that said, bringing the Wisconsin idea to life above the door. So I knew I would love that place right away. Arts Wisconsin we do advocacy service and development. We're the voice for the arts in the state. We're a community cultural development organization. So no, I can't do the work for the people. I can't raise the money for you, but we have a lot of resources and information and technical assistance to help organizations, communities, and people do their work. So, Steve, get in touch with me. But we do a lot of technical assistance. We help do planning kinds of things. We have a huge amount of information on things like fundraising and how to do your work. So we're a service organization. I do have to say one more thing. One of the other things we do is, we do everything from helping artists write business plans to lobbying the legislature. And we have a bill now starting to go in front of the legislature called the Creative Economy Development Initiative, which is all about investing in Wisconsin's creative economy. So if you go to artswisconsin.org, that's our website, there's information about that. But we've really started to get a lot of good feedback from legislators that this is the kind of tool and resource that they are looking for to help revitalize economies in small towns and big cities.
And we'll leave it there for now. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Ann Katz, Executive Director of Arts Wisconsin. She's also, by the way, a member of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association Board. By the way, we'd love to hear from you. If you've got something going on in your community, rural or urban or in between, with creativity, with the arts, and you want to tell us about it, tweet us at Central Time WPR or send us a message. Head over to the Central Time Facebook page. Maybe even send a picture along with it.